Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Q1 FY26 earnings conference call hosted by Suraj Estate Developers Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during this conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Rahul Thomas, full-time director from Suraj Estate Developers Limited. Thank you, and over to you, Mr. Thomas.
Thank you. Good evening, and I welcome everyone to our Q1 FY26 earnings conference call. Along with me, we have our CFO, Mr. Shripal Shah, Mr. Ashish Samala, internal IR, and SGA, our investor relations advisors. I hope all of you have gone through our investor presentation uploaded on the exchange of our company website. Let me begin with a brief overview of the broader market environment. The Indian real estate sector continues to exhibit strong momentum, supported by resilient domestic demand, improved affordability metrics, and sustained infrastructure push across metros. Within this landscape, we are witnessing robust traction in both the value luxury segment in the residential space and commercial office spaces, driven by urbanization trends, aspirational home upgrades, and growing demand for quality workspaces in prime locations. For the quarter ended June 25, Suraj Estate Developers Limited recorded a revenue of 133 crores and a profit after tax of 21.3 crores. Pre-sales for the quarter stood at 81 crores, impacted by limited available inventory. However, collections registered a growth of 60% year-on-year and 12% quarter-on-quarter, reflecting stable customer cash flows and continued progress in the project execution. We are consciously aligning our portfolio to meet the strong demand in value luxury and commercial segments. A key development this quarter was the launch of Suraj Aureva in Prabhadevi. The initial response to this launch has been encouraging and reinforces our thesis on segmental demand. In parallel, Suraj Parkview 1 has received planning approvals and we are in advanced stages for securing both commencement certificates and the RERA registration formalities, setting the stage for a timely launch. On the commercial front, we have made significant headway. Concession plans for the amalgamated plans for our upcoming commercial project has now been approved. We are currently in the process of obtaining environment clearance as the project size is beyond 20,000 square meters. Post RERA registration, we are on course for a high-impact launch in the first half of FY26. This marks an important milestone in our commercial strategy, which aims to build scale in strategically located micro-markets of Mumbai. As guided earlier, we remain committed to launching projects with a cumulative GDV of 1,600 crores in H1 of FY26. Additionally, we are pleased to share a key update in our Marinagar project in Mahim. While we had secured in-principle approvals last quarter, we have now successfully added 2 lakh square feet of additional carpet area under the Metro FSI, significantly enhancing the project's development potential. This addition is expected to generate an incremental GDV of approximately 800 crores from this project alone, further reinforcing our long-term growth visibility. With this, our upcoming project pipeline now stands at 19 projects, with an estimated saleable carpet area of 12,20,307 square feet. In addition, following the completion of Nirvana, Louisandra, and Ave Maria projects, we now have 10 ongoing projects under development, representing a total development carpet area of 4.69 lakh square feet. The estimated receivables from both sold and unsold from these ongoing projects stand at around 875 crores. This calibrated strategy, coupled with our robust pipeline, regulatory preparedness, and supportive market fundamentals, position us to drive sustained growth and deliver long-term value to our stakeholders. With this, I would like to hand over our call to our CFO, who will run you through the financial highlights.
Thank you, Rahul. Good evening, everybody. I will now run you through the financial highlights for the quarter ended June 2023. On the operational front, in Q1 FY26, we have achieved pre-sales of 16,524 square feet versus 27,431 square feet in Q1 FY2025, translating to a sales value of close to 81 crores versus rupees 140 crores in quarter 1 FY25. Collections for quarter 1 FY26 stood at rupees 115 crores versus rupees 72 crores in the previous quarter 1 FY25. While pre-sales softened this quarter due to the constrained inventory, underlying demand in the value luxury and commercial segment remains robust. Collection remained robust despite lower pre-sales, underscoring the strength of our execution capabilities. Average realization for quarter 1 FY26 dropped to ₹49,028 per square feet versus 51,116 square feet in quarter 1 FY25 due to the change in the sales composition. During the quarter under review, 64% sales were from the value luxury segment and 36% sales were from the luxury projects. Talking about the financial performance, the total income for a quarter 1 FY26 was rupees 133.1 crores versus rupees 134.6 crores in quarter 1 FY25. EBITDA for quarter 1 FY26 stood at rupees 50.3 crore versus rupees 64.2 crores in FY25, corresponding to the quarter previous to FY25. PAT for the quarter end stood at rupees 21.3 crores versus rupees 30 crores in quarter 1 FY25. With this, I would like to open the floor for questions. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We will now begin with the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and 1 on their touchtone phone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and 2. Participants are requested to use handset while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question comes from the line of Rajendra Pasi from Equity Research. Please go ahead.
Hi everyone. So I'm audible?
Yes.
Yes, that is
so, sir, I wanted to understand, like, our operating cost is still high by approximately 20% in this quarter if I remove the change in inventory as compared to the previous quarter in FY25. So is that mainly due to the development cost or something else?
So technically, there is a product mix difference. So this quarter, we had 64% coming from the value luxury as compared to the previous quarters, and because of which you can see the difference in the margins also. Because luxury project, the sales value, sales realization per square feet goes from 60 to 70,000 per square feet, and as compared to value luxury, where we command sale rate of 40 to 50,000 depending on the project and location and of the project.
Okay, and let's say, as we have already mentioned, that we are going to maintain the 40 to 45% of EBITDA margin on annual basis. So are we still confident that we can do that for this year, or are we going to take some hit on that part?
We will try to maintain, but however, we wish to inform you that, you know, the product mix is the projects which we are going to launch this financial year are most of them are in the value luxury segment. So there we might have some hit in the margins. However, having said that, we also would like to highlight that with new projects like commercial and all, which are vacant land parcels, and those have been acquired at today's market value. So that the margin profile is good for the historically acquired land banks. For the commercial projects or for lands which are recently acquired, we propose to maintain 25 to 30% margin on an overall basis.
You mean the EBITDA margins or the operating margins?
EBITDA margins, we are saying.
Okay. And what would be our pre-sale and revenue guidance for this year? As I remember that you mentioned in the last call that we are going to give that in the next quarter. So can we expect something right now?
So we are, already in the stage of launching new sites, and it all depends on the launch pipeline. So as when the projects are getting launched and the major project being commercial, so we would refrain from giving pre-sales guidance this quarter, but maybe from the next quarter we'll give you proper guidance.
Okay. And the last question from my side would be, as we are hearing that there is slowdown in the property registrations in the Mumbai metro region, and the demand side is basically, you know, a bit tedious right now. So can you explain something around that, like how we are experiencing these things?
So Rajinder, coming to the demand, we are seeing good demand for the 1 and 2 BHK category. And I think that's what we are launching right now, whether it's Suraj or Eva or Suraj Parkview, we are in that category. So the response we are getting in a project called Suraj or Eva is also very good. And we expect that this demand will continue for these kind of ticket sizes. And also commercial, we're seeing a great demand. So I think going forward, I don't see demand to be an issue, at least for the new launches for this year.
Okay. And as you have already mentioned, that our commercial project as well as the Parkview one is going to be launched in H1 FY26, right? So we are still confident on that part.
Correct. Absolutely.
Okay. Okay. That's all. All the best.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Before we take the next question, we would like to remind participants you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question comes from the line of Amit Sagar, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hi, am I audible?
Yes, sir.
Yes.
Hi. Yeah, so, I mean, my question is mainly like, you know, before the start of this presentation, you're painting a very rosy picture of the real estate demand being robust and good sales number. But we've been constantly hearing about, like, we've been constantly iterating on Q1Q new launch projects, but they're not getting launched. I mean, it's been, if we forget about the recent 120 crore project launch in Prabha Devi, like, there was no launch in, like, last 12 months. And between that, I mean, everybody here is an investor as well. And the stock price is at 52-week low. When you look at the other, like, companies, they're doing pretty well. Like, where is the disconnect between how market is taking what you are giving versus what you are saying on the conference call or basically sharing in the investor position? But there is a disconnect. That's what I'm talking about. Can you please shed some light onto that?
Thanks, Amit. So I think what we have said last time in terms of our project launch pipeline does not change from the last call to this call. We still committed to have a 1600 crore launch, and we're still committing on this call from the launch pipeline perspective. From the last call to this call, we've already launched Suraj or Eva, like you correctly said, 120 crores. We have Suraj Parkview, which we've already said in our presentation that we have the approvals in place. Currently, the RERA formalities are on, and we are very confident of achieving that launch before the end of this current quarter. So coming to your question on the disconnect, I would not want to comment on the disconnect between what the market is or the price of the stock. What I can comment is the sales which we will be doing for this quarter, and we're very, very confident on our group and also the velocity and the segment we are operating. And that will clearly reflect in the current quarter's performance. So I think you can kindly wait to see the performance for this quarter. Thank you.
Thanks for the update. I mean, my follow-up would be, I mean, I agree with what you're saying, okay? But the thing is, as a real estate company, you need to launch projects. You need to have an inventory to make that sale, right? Like that is this basic disconnect that I've been talking about. Like from last 1 year, if we minus this the last project, there was no new launch. So we basically are only selling the inventory that we have, like, based on that. And the demand was robust. Now the prices, now they're everywhere. It's like reports are coming out that Mumbai Metro, Alton, like investor before me also asked the same thing. The prices are falling. Now we are going to launch something where the demand might be not that robust. But in the beginning of the call, you're saying demand is very robust. Like, that is the disconnect that I'm talking about. If you can please talk about, like, you know, I understand that you're mining project, but where are those launches? What is the disconnect? Like, where is the delay between those RERA licenses?
So like I said, we've given you a clear status update on the launch pipeline. One is already launched from the last time, which is Suraj Aurora. Parkview, as I said, we're very confident on launching it by getting the RERA formalities done and the commercial. So these three are happening together. And in terms of your demand, I told you, we are very confident in the kind of demand we're seeing even for a project Suraj Aurora right now. The 1 and 2 BHKs, I mean, I think we have to just wait and understand how the quarterly results will come. But we're confident as a from a management perspective, we're confident that the ticket size and the segment we're operating, we're sure we are seeing a good demand for this.
Got it. So the ones that the two that you are saying that are getting launched very soon, are they going to happen in the beginning, mid of the quarter or towards the end? Yes.
Sorry to interrupt, sir. May we request you to return to the question queue for the follow-up question?
Sure, I can do that. Just last follow-up, just last question, like just a very small thing. He just said, like, you just said that, you know, the launch will happen very soon. I'm just asking, is it going to happen in the beginning, mid, or the end of the quarter?
So, I mean, what I would say, we can take a timeline of towards the end because, you know, we do not want to give early commitment and then failing. So you can take it for end of the quarter, but our endeavor would be much before that. Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Bhavin Modi from Anand Rathi. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Thank you for giving the opportunity. Sir, I just want a few numbers. Sir, can you help me with what was the, you know, collection already received for Louis Indra, Ave Maria, and Mestri House? Sorry, Nirvana. Hello?
Hello.
Hello.
Sir, you're not audible.
Yeah, am I audible now?
No, the management is not audible. Just a moment. Ladies and gentlemen, the line for the management has been disconnected. Please hold while we reconnect them. Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, the line from the management has been reconnected. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
So the collection during the quarter for the project Louis Indra was close to 1.91 crores. For our project Ave Maria, it was 1.82 crores. And for the project Nirvana, it was 14.95 crores.
Okay. Second is, what is the gross debt, you know, and the cash and cash equivalent spending as on 30th June?
The gross debt is 528.7 crores.
Okay.
And the cash equivalent is 95.4 crores. And the net debt is 433.3 crores.
So, sir, last quarter it was 417 crore net debt. Now it has increased to 433 crore, you know. Despite there was a, you know, 115 crore of collection. So can we say around 140, 135 crore was spent on the business development activity?
No, it was not on the entirely on the business development. So
yeah.
We had ongoing projects majorly which are at in the advanced stages of construction.
Right. Okay. But
and money was spent on upcoming projects also, like Suraj Aurora we launched. Also
right.
On the commercial side. And some amount towards upcoming projects more.
Okay.
And that was
sir,
operating expenses like employee cost and statutory payments. And finance was also there.
Got
and
it.
Just to correct, last time the net debt number was close to 414 crores, not 417.
Okay. Next is, you know, sir, can you help me with the, like, what is the BD, you know, pipeline, anything, you know, in progress, like, what, if the management can guide us with respect to BD development activities?
So we are currently, in terms of business development, we are discussing with a lot of societies. So, I mean, at the right time, we'll be informing. We're talking to a few societies in Prabhadevi. and also certain land parcels. So that will come as and when we are, you know, closer and we get into a definitive agreement, we will be informing everyone.
Okay. And last thing with respect to the, you know, Suraj Vibe, our Mahim commercial project. So can you just help me with what is the, you know, environment of where, what is the stage of the environment approval, you know, whether it is, you know, the, whether the TOR study is done, whether the state environment impact assessment study, you know, what is the progress on that? So I understand before the plots were amalgamated, we, there was no requirement of, you know, EIA study. But now, like, what is the development currently?
We submitted for environment clearance. So hearing is for the first week of August. There will be obviously two. One will be the committee and then the authority. So two stage approval. So we've already made all the arrangements with all the studies internally to present our case on the first week of August.
So can we expect the EC approval, you know, state EC approval to be, you know, by 30th September?
That is our target. We're targeting because luckily there's not a very big queue in the MOEF approval standpoint. So I think we can push for our case to get fast.
And after receiving this EC approval, then there will be only the RERA thing that will be pending, right? All the other approvals are in place, right?
Correct. CC and RERA, both.
Okay. Yeah, thanks.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Sagar Kar from Nirmal Bang Equities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Thank you for the opportunity. Am I audible?
Yes, sir.
Firstly, I just wanted to understand, you mentioned that for our commercial vibe project, we are expecting a high impact launch in the first half of FY26. Is that the correct timeline that you mentioned?
Correct.
So vibe we will be launching by September, hopefully, subject to all the approvals coming in place.
Yeah.
And generally, my understanding is in resi, like we have pre-sales. In commercial, we don't get great pre-sales and the larger chunk of the sales happen post-construction. Is that a correct understanding for vibe? I just want to understand how the cash flows will happen for vibe.
So we have planned smaller office spaces in Suraj Vibe right now, where we are planning offices closer to the range of 1,000 to 1,200 square feet offices. So in this case, pre-sales can happen very easily because these are smaller ticket size offices which we are planning in a particular floor. Having said that, there will be certain floors which are larger formats. So we can expect good pre-sales coming from the areas with offices and the range of 1,000 to 1,200 square feet.
Understood. Perfect. And secondly, on the ongoing project, I just wanted to know what is the status of the construction right now for, let's say, Vitalis, Palette, Ocean Star, and Lumina.
So the stage of construction on Palette, we're on the 49th slab out of the 50. So we have only two more slabs to go. In Ocean Star, we are on the 40th slab. And okay. In Vitalis, we are on the 10th slab.
10th. And Lumina?
Lumina, we reached the plinth.
Okay. All right. And thirdly, you mentioned about the Marinagar additional FSI that you have received. You mentioned 2 lakh square feet of additional FSI. Is that correct?
Yes.
So at our current average realization of around 45,000 per square feet, even if I take, that's almost worth 900 crores odd. Is that a correct number?
Correct. We said 800 crores, assuming 40,000 per square foot.
Okay. So 800 crores. And what do we have to, we pay fungible FSI premium, do we have to pay anything for getting this additional FSI?
We've already paid that.
And what is the working? Like how much do you have to pay? Is it based on the exact rate or how does it work?
It's a notification, Sagar. I can maybe share with you offline.
Okay. So I just wanted for this 800 crore additional FSI, how much will be our outflow in terms of absolute number?
We can give you that detailed breakup.
Sure. Okay. And secondly, thirdly, on the Bandra Mount Meri project, anything that you would like to speak? What is the update?
So Bandra Mount Meri, few acquisitions are still underway. We will be announcing a few in terms of BD, we will be purchasing a few land parcels there. So at the right time, we will be making those announcements. I can only say that everything's in advanced stage and paperwork is already in order. So we just need to complete certain formalities and then announce those acquisitions.
Okay. So optimistically, when would be the first launch you feel in the Bandra project? Will it be in the next financial year, or do you think it can be even after that?
No, it'll be definitely, it'll be the targeting is before that, but next financial year would be a reasonable estimate.
All right, great. Thank you. I'll come back in the queue. Thank you so much, and best wishes.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Darshil Jhaveri from Crown Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello. Good evening, sir. Thank you so much for taking my question. Hopefully, I'm audible.
Yes, Darshil.
Yes, sir, you're audible.
Hi, sir. So, some of my questions have already been answered. Just one clarification. When we are talking about EBITDA, did we say, like, for the places that we have to, you know, buy the land, our margins will be around 25%? And other than that, what would be our margin, sir?
So that is regarding the vacant land we are talking of. If we are to, supposed to acquire a vacant land today, then the margin profile ranges from 25%-30%. But for 33.7 project, the margins are little higher because we are taking the risk of tenant and other things and rehousing those. So the margins are better in those. So on a blended average, at the group level, we feel it may vary from 30%-35%.
On a blended level, it'll be around 30%-35% is what we are targeting, right?
Blended average.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, okay. Fair enough, sir. And sorry to harp on the fact that what other people are saying, but any kind of indication that what kind of, you know, pre-sale, you know, we can target this year, because, you know, that would be really helpful for us as an indication of how we see the current year.
So, Darshil, basically, we are happy to give you a guidance, but the thing is, we have these two big launches planned. As you can see, our unsold inventory is very less in our ongoing sites. So it's very imperative that these launches happen so that we can give you a very clear guidance, which we are estimating by the end of this current quarter. So I would say just wait till the end of this current quarter. We'll definitely give you that. By then, we are very confident that these will be launched, so it becomes very practical for us to give you a clear guidance.
Okay. Fair enough, sir. And sorry, sir, with these two launches, what is the GDV for that? It's 1,200 crores, right, sir?
Yeah.
Hello?
What is our estimated GDV of this project, commercial?
Sorry, I couldn't get you, sir. Sorry.
Sorry, can you repeat that again?
I couldn't hear the reply. What is the GDV, sir, of these two launches?
The 1,200 crores would be from the commercial launch.
Okay.
250 crore from the Parkview one.
Okay, 250 from the Parkview one. Yeah. Okay, perfect. I think that's it from my side, sir. All the best, sir. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Rajendra Pasi from Equity Research. Please go ahead.
Hello. I'm audible, right?
Yes, sir, you're audible.
So, on the pre-sales perspective, I wanted to understand that for this quarter, we had, like, 81 crore, while previously also we were able to maintain the kind of pre-sales that we were having previously, even with the low inventory of, I guess, for the last quarter was 300 crore, I guess. So why, like, it happened that it came down to, let's say, 81 crore from 144 crore, even when, you know, we didn't have a lot of high inventory, basically. So can you throw some light on that?
So, with the limited inventory which we have got a pre-sale of 81 crores. That is only for this particular quarter, but we are very confident with these two new launches, we will surpass the earlier expectations. So we'll give you a clear guidance by the end of this current quarter, so that you have a very clear estimate of what is the launch pipeline and also the guidance in terms of pre-sale.
Okay. And that July has also, you know, passed. So what kind of pre-sales can we, or what kind of pre-sales have we seen for the July month? Like, we have a very limited inventory right now, so can you explain on that as well?
So we are currently busy selling our value luxury. So Suraj, Areva, we have seen good demand. So of course, we cannot give you exact thing right now, but it'll come in our presentation by the end of the quarter, that we are seeing good demand in Suraj, Areva, which is newly launched. And also Parkview, we already started talking to the brokers that we're coming up with this launch. And they've given us confidence that there'll be a lot of EOI, that's expression of interest from the customers. So we're very confident that this quarter we will see good numbers in at least these two plots.
Okay. And the last question was, as in the previous calls as well, we maintained a 40%-45% of EBITDA margin, and I know that now we are going to have a new launch where the EBITDA margins are going to be 20%-25% for the commercial project. But the point is, like, we already knew that we are going to launch the value luxury projects and the commercial project, right, for the H1. And so why then we basically, I basically don't able to understand, I'm not able to understand that previously we had the 40%-45% of EBITDA margin guidance, and now we are basically talking about 25%-30%. So have we not considered this thing that we are going to have a new launch and the value luxury project, so we won't be able to maintain the 40%-45% of guidance? So, like, where the miss did happen, basically, I just want to understand that.
Rajendra ji, the product mix will be in different stages. Our commercial was never guided for 40%-45%. We always maintain that new projects, vacant lands would be in the 25% range. Having said that, we have certain land bank, which is old. We still continue, even it being value luxury, we will still continue to have about 40%. There are certain new value luxury projects which will, like, for example, a society development again, which will be a bit lesser, not the 40%, but maybe about 30-odd%. So you have to look at it as a blended average. It cannot be, I think this will be a blended average. We're expecting between the 35%-40% would be a blended average. It will not be 25,
okay.
It will be more than 25.
Got it. So even in the value luxury, you mean that it can vary from, let's say, 30%-35% to 40% or 45%, depending upon project to project, even in case of redevelopment, right?
Correct.
It also depends whether the land is historically acquired or it is acquired today's rate.
So the land which we have acquired earlier will still remain to be in that margin. The value luxury projects which are acquired recently will have a lesser margin, while commercial will have range of 25%.
Got it. Yeah, that's all. All the best.
Thanks.
Thank you. As there are no further questions from the participants, I now hand the conference over to the management for closing comments. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
I take this opportunity to thank everyone for joining the call. I hope we are able to address your queries. For any further information, kindly get in touch with us or SGA, our investor relation advisors. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
On behalf of Suraj Estate Developers Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines. Thank you.